Who loves us?
We 实在感谢赞美你。
We want to praise and thank you.
你在天上坐在至大的宝座者的右边。
You sit upon in heaven upon the right hand side of the throne most high.
有千万天使在那里朝拜你。
And there are tens of thousands of angels worshiping you.
但是你特别更能够享受你劳苦的果效，就是这一群用你宝血买赎的罪人，今天靠着你的恩典，我们可以穿过幔子来到至圣所来朝拜我们坐在宝座上的父神、子神、圣灵神。
You get to enjoy the fruit of your labor for today, for your work, the people whom you have saved. Today we could come through into the Holy of Holies place to give you worship to the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
主啊，我们是何等蒙福的一群人。
And what blessed bunch we are.
你付了最高的代价买赎了我们。
You paid the highest, utmost price in order to purchase us.
但愿所有被你买赎的人今天来到你面前也能够像你一样。
May all those whom you have purchased can come before you just like you.
我们也是愿意撇下所有来为要得着基督。
And lay down everything in order to gain Christ.
主啊，我们愿意你把保罗的心智今天赏给我们所有蒙神宝血拯救的人。
And we pray that today you will also bless us with the same resolve which Paul has had and to give to all those people whom you have saved.
因为你开了他的眼睛，他认识你，他知道你是我们所有追求的目标。
For he, you have seen him, he has seen through his eyes that for he knew that you are the one to all whom we seek.
你是至宝。
For you are the treasure.
万物不能与你相比。
There's nothing in this world can compare to you.
主啊，让我们以你为我们整个人生最高的价值。
May you be our value view of our life.
我们是何等有福的一群。
And how blessed bunch we are.
赞美，赞美，还要赞美。
Praise you, and giving you more praise.
Hallelujah, 你是配得称颂的神。
Hallelujah, for you are a God who's worthy.
我们求你带领我们继续在这一个地上寄居的日子，能够完成你给我们每一个人的托付。
We pray that you will continue to bless and guide every one of us in our remaining days to complete the will you have for every one of us.
我们也为我们教会所打发这些宣教士们，不管他们在印度、在柬埔寨、在巴西、在伊斯坦堡、在埃及，我们都带到你的施恩宝座前来为他们祷告。
We also pray for the workers whom you have sent out, whether they are in India, Cambodia, Brazil, or Istanbul, or in Egypt.
主啊，这些都是你的仆人，你的使女。
Lord, these are all your servants.
世人看他们实在微小不足，不足称道。
And the people of this world look down upon them.
但是在你的眼中，他们是极其宝贵。
But yet, in your eyes, they are the most precious.
因为他们要传扬耶稣基督的福音。
For they are out there preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
求圣灵充满他们。
So we pray the Holy Spirit will fill them.
与他们同在。
And be with them.
保守他们脱离一切的瘟疫的攻击。
And protect them from all the attacks of the pandemic.
赐给他们圣灵的能力。
And give them the power of the Holy Spirit.
为耶稣做美好的见证。
So that they could be a great testimony for Jesus.
愿万人都来归向你。
So may tens of thousands be come to you.
祝福你普天下的教会。
Bless your churches in this world.
也求你祝福我们今天这个小小的聚会。
We also pray that you will bless our little gathering here.
不管是在这个实体或者在网上。
Whether they are joining us in this physical building or online.
我们求圣灵向我们每一个人施恩。
We pray the Holy Spirit will bless every one of us.
赐人智慧与启示灵，把你的话解释在我们的心里。
Bless us with the Spirit of Revelation so that we could understand your words in our hearts.
求你赐你的同在在我们的中间。
May you bless us with your presence here.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你。
We offer our all glories and love to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Pray this in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们今天又可以聚集在一起来敬拜主。
I We want to praise the Lord today again. Once again, we could gather here together to worship our Lord.
特别很高兴看到 John 跟 Grace 好久不见。
Especially I see our brothers and sisters, John and Grace over there. Haven't seen you for a while.
这个不简单，你们 go through all the struggles.
It's not easy, all the struggle you went through.
主保守你们今天能够来。
Thank the Lord that they protected, He protected you and that you may come back.
当然还有其他许多弟兄姊妹，我们在网上可以见面，但是我们很高兴的就是我们是面对面啊。
So of course, we also have brothers and sisters who are joining us online, but I'm especially thankful to be able to see over you here, face to face.
我今年讲的主题，我们应该大家都知道吧。
So I'm sure all of you are familiar with what the theme of my messages for this year.
忘记背后，
so,
努力面前。
For us to forget what lies behind and to press towards.
向着标杆直跑。
And to race, press towards the goal and to race.
这是保罗在他的腓立比书里面所表明的那一个心智。
So this is the result that Paul revealed through the book of Philippians.
那这一本我们称为监狱书信的四本书信中间的这一本叫做腓立比书。
So the book of Philippians, we call him one of the four prison books, the ones he wrote in prison.
在这本书里面有一个特点。
So there's something very special about this particular book.
因为这个教会是他在 mission trip 里面所建立的第一个欧洲的教会。
For this church is the very first one in Europe in which, for the very first church he established in his mission work in Europe.
从他把福音传到这个教会开始以后，这个教会就一直非常爱保罗与他的同工们。
And so ever since this church has been established, this church truly deeply loved Paul and his co-workers.
别的地方保罗也建立了很多不同的教会。
And so Paul also went on to help establish a lot of churches in other places.
但是从这封信里头你知道这个教会腓立比是虽然保罗跟他们不管在一起或者保罗带着他的同工到别的地方去做工，他们从来没有忘记支持这个神的仆人。
But this particular church in Philippi, you realize that Paul and his co-worker does, that they had never forgotten to support him and his co-workers.
他即使现在在监牢，
and even,
他们教会就会打发人带着钱去罗马去找神的仆人去帮助他支持他。
And even while he was in prison, the church of Philippi actually sent four people with money to go to Rome to seek out the old servant.
所以你可以看到这个教会的弟兄姐妹跟神的仆人之间有一个很亲密的一个 bonding, 一个关系在那里。
So from this you could tell that the church, the people within that church has this very close relationship with the God's servant Paul.
当他写这封信给这个教会的时候，
And so that's why when Paul wrote this letter to the church,
他们是这样的掏心掏肺的爱保罗，所以保罗也是掏心掏肺的把他所有可以与这个教会分享的他都在这封信里面表达出来。
Because the brother and sister from this church love him so much, they almost like they pour themselves completely out to him. And so because of that, Paul also felt that he also poured himself, whatever he knows, he poured it out to share with the brothers and sisters.
保罗说，我这一生经过了很多很多的神的祝福，神的恩典。
And so Paul said that in my life, I've experienced lots of blessing from God.
我学会了怎么样处丰富，也知道怎么样处贫穷。
So I learned how to deal with abundant blessings, but also I learned how to deal with lacking.
我凡事都得了秘诀，这是他用的话。
He said, in everything I've received a secret, I've learned a secret.
对，所以这个秘诀就是保罗在这封信里面跟腓立比的教会分享。
And that secret is what Paul shared within that letter with the church.
那我从今年年初就开始把这本书的信息 一篇一篇的释放出来。
So I began to share with you the messages contained in this book, chapter by chapter.
那我五月初的时候，五月第一个主日就是跟大家讲到他这一句话的秘诀在哪里，就是我们这次的主题。
And so, in the first Sunday of May, I share with you where's his secret contained with the topic of our the theme of our today's message.
有谁记得我那五月二号讲的那个题目是什么？起码题目是什么？
Who remember the topic I shared? At least just the name of the title that I shared the message.
要不然都还给我了。
Probably you have all returned the message back to me now.
什么是使徒保罗可以向着标杆直跑的秘诀在哪里？
So the topic was, what was Paul's secret to be able to press towards the goal?
我想他能够在这个书信里面讲的那么的清楚，告诉我们他在神面前的那个心智。
So I feel like he was able to share so vividly in this book, in the letter, his resolve.
好，我们来读他的这段话。
Let's read what he said.
三章第七节开始。
So book Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
对，我们要从第七节一直念到十五节。
And we'll read from verse 7 to number 15.
好吧，第三章第七节。
Okay, chapter 3 verse 7.
只是先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。英文。
So number seven. So verse seven. But whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss because of Christ.
第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。已经丢弃了万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
So verse 8, more than that, I could count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是信神而来的义。
Okay, verse 9. And may be found in him not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith.
第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
或者我也得从死里复活。
If somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already grasped it all, or have already become perfect, but I press on if I may also take hold of that for which I was even taken hold of by Christ Jesus.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
Brothers and sisters, I do not regard myself as having taken hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以，我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
Therefore, all who are mature, let's have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that to you as well.
这么一段圣经，你们读下来的时候，你不得不佩服保罗这个人在神面前有一个雄心大志。
So you can, after reading this passage, you cannot be help but admire that Paul has this great ambition before the Lord.
我们 上一次交通的时候，我曾经讲过他的年龄，他几岁，怎么样，怎么样，有没有？
So in my last sharing, I share with you like Paul's age and at what age he did what things.
他得救的时候是几岁
？So how old was he when he was saved?
记得吗？三十八。
He was 38 when he was saved.
对。他现在在监牢里的时候大概几岁
？And how old was he when he was imprisoned?
六十四。
And so he was 64.
他什么时候殉道见主？
And when was he martyred?
70.
He was martyred when he was 70 years old.
你大概要知道保罗这一段人生他是怎么样走过来的。
So we need to know how Paul spent his life.
所以他写这封信的时候，他说我并不认为我已经得着了。
So when he wrote this letter, he said that I do not feel that I have already obtained this. Take hold of this.
然后他说我怎么样？我向着标杆直跑，忘记背后，努力面前。
But he says that he forgets what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
请问他已经认识主多少年了？从他得救到现在，写这封信。
So when he said this, when he wrote this letter, how many years has been since he was saved?
你六十四减三十八嘛，对不对？二十六年吧。
So it's been 26 years since he was saved.
所以他是一个神重用的大仆人。
So he's a great servant whom God used greatly.
他有这样的，在神面前有一个志向。他我并不认为我已经得着了，我还是继续往前追求。
And he had this resolve, and that is that he does not feel that he had already obtained, but he continued forward.
所以我就问了一个问题，他为什么有这么强的追求的心
？So I asked this question: What gave him such drive?
对吧？你总有一个秘密嘛。
So there has to be some sort of secret.
我们中间很多人都还蛮年轻的，但是也有一少部分跟我的年龄差不太多的。
So we have many people who are quite young, but then also there's a small group of you that's similar age as me.
我今年75了。
So I am 75 years old this year.
说退休也足足有资格说这句话。
So if I want to say I've retired, I'm plenty well qualified for it.
那像保罗那个时候64岁的老人在监牢里头，他也可以说我已经差不多了。
So as an old man of as someone who's 64 while in prison, he could also say that I'm pretty much retired.
可是没有，他一点那个味道都没有。
But you don't get that sense from him at all.
他仍然像个年轻人一样。
He still feels like he's a young man.
他说我要 press on。
He said, I want to press on.
这就是我们今年教会的主题啊 ,press on, 不管你几岁，你一定要在主面前有一个态度 ,press on.
And this is the theme of our church message this year, is press on. Regardless what age you are, you need to have this desire to press on for.
不要老态龙钟啊。
Don't be like your age, showing your age.
对，我们很多人未老已经先衰了。
It feels like a lot of people were not even there at that old age yet, but yet we behave like we're seniors.
要追求。
But we need to have this longing, this desire to
seek. 因为你要知道，我们所要得到的这个神要我们得到的这个属灵的产业是何等的丰富，我们只不过才开始认识这么一点点而已。
Because you need to know that how abundant and vast is the spiritual inheritance waiting for us. So far, we only obtained just a little tiny bit of it.
所以从上个月五月的时候，我开始讲这一个题目。那我今天是讲第二个部分。
So I've been sharing on this topic since the beginning of May. So today I'd like to share the second part on.
那第一个部分的重点你还记得吗？
So the key point in the first part, do you still remember? What was the key of the sharing?
有一个字。
So there was a word.
那个字在英文的圣经翻译的时候就是 count.
So that word in the English version of the Bible is count.
对。那中文圣经它有不同的翻译。
So the Chinese Bibles use a different translation.
就是当作，就在第七节、第八节都有这个字，当作。
So in verse 7 and 8, it uses the word treat it as. That's the Chinese version.
我现在因基督都当作有损的。这第七节。第八节，我将万事当作有损的。
So he treat all things other than Christ as those who bring harm. So
英文圣经在这里通通翻译成 count.
And so, but in the English version, he uses the word count.
对，这个字在这本书里头，就是第二章跟第三章讲了六次。
So this particular word.Count you has been used for six times between chapter 2 and chapter 3.
保罗是一个犹太人。
So Paul was a Jew.
我们中国人被称为东方的犹太人。你知道为什么这样讲吗？
We Chinese have been called the Jew of the East.
你知道为什么？一个是很聪明哈。
Do you know why? Well, sure. Well, on one hand, it's because we were also very smart.
很会精打细算。
But most importantly, it's also we really truly could are good with numbers.
对，他这次全世界都在瘟疫的底下，对吧？
So we are the whole entire world currently shrouded under the pandemic.
能够从这个瘟疫底下能够不被打倒而能够最早出来自由开放城市开放是哪一个国家你们知道吗
So do you know which country was the very first one that was able to come out from under this and completely open themselves up their country back up again So it's the country of Israel
台湾在去年的时候被称为模范生这个防疫做得很好可是现在垮掉了
So last year, Taiwan was being praised as a model country for being the best being with this pandemic, but now it's no longer the case.
差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
他们老早就抢到了这个防疫针呢。
The difference being that Israel already obtained a large quantity of vaccine.
对吧？因为他们老早就算准了这个东西是必须得到的。
Because from the very beginning, they already saw that the vaccine was the key.
什么价钱我都买。
And they're willing to pay whatever the price.
所以他在最早的时候，人家都不知道要买什么的时候，他不管怎么样，先下单子再说。好与不好，我都把它买下来，总有一个是好的。
So in the very beginning, even before the rest of the world know what to, even to spend money on, Israel already start making orders for different vaccines, regardless whether they are effective or not. If you buy enough, eventually there will be one that works.
他的算盘打得好不好
？So
你现在回头看啊，他们真厉害。
So was their calculated risk worth it? But so looking back right now, it seems that it paid off.
我们用另外一个说法，就很有眼光，对吧
？So another way to look at this, we say that they have foresight.
所以保罗在这里就告诉我他的秘诀是什么
？And so here Paul shared with us what was his secret.
他说我算过这个账。
He said, I have done my calculations. I've done my tallies.
什么值钱？
What
什么不值钱？
What's worth the most and what's worthless?
对不对？他说以前我傻里傻气的，我以为这个值钱，我把我一生都摆进去，后来发现，这个一钱也不值。
And so he said that before I was foolish and thought that was worthwhile for me to devote my whole life. But now looking back, I knew that was absolutely worthless.
对，在他碰到主以前，他以为他当时所追求的整个的犹太教这一个加玛列门下所承受的这一套我们祖宗。最宝贝的祖产呢，这是他一生所追求的。
And so before he met the Lord, he thought everything that he had learned in Judaism, everything that he inherited under that system, the religious system, he thought was what he should devote his life to.
你就知道这个年轻人了不得啊！他不是他从早开始，他并不是去想赚大钱的人。犹太人都想赚大钱，但是保罗不是赚大钱的人。
So even before he knew the Lord, he was somebody who he was a very impressive young man, because when everybody else was trying to make money, that was not his goal.
他知道耶和华曾经给我们祖宗这一套所谓摩西五经、摩西的启示，这是他们从神得到的产业。
So in the very beginning, he knew that God had handed down to Moses the commandments, the inheritance.
但是，这神当初给他们祖宗的这套产业，传到摩西的时候，传到保罗的时候，已经通通只有外壳，里面的灵魂已经没有了。
And so, but unfortunately, that inheritance, by the time it passed down to the generation of Paul, it only exists as a shell of its former self.
但是保罗知道吗？
But did Paul knew that?
保罗知不知道他所侍奉的祖宗所给他们的这一套的所谓的神祖宗的遗传？
But did Paul knew that this inheritance that he received from his forefathers was like this?
主耶稣曾过 用一句 很代表性的话，耶稣说，这些人杀了你都认为他在侍奉神呢。
So our Lord Jesus once used this very vivid description. He said, this group of people, even when they kill you, they will still think that they are serving God.
因为那个时候的保罗，这个扫罗啊，他不是到处去抓基督徒，就是要把这些人干掉。
And that was a very accurate description, because at that time, Paul was known as Saul. He was going around persecuting Christians.
所以耶稣找到他第一句话说什么？
And so when Jesus found him, the very first thing he said was what?
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
So he said, Jesus said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?
你就可以知道他那个时候为着侍奉神，所有信耶稣的通通要杀之为快。
And so from that, you know that at that point, at that time, Saul, in the name of serving God, sought out to arrest and persecute and kill all the Christians he could find.
他不知道他是瞎眼的，他不知道他是疯走错路了。
But he didn't know that he was blind and didn't know that he was on the wrong path.
但是从大马色那一次的经历以后，他整个的人生180度转大转弯。
But since the trip to Damascus, his entire life was changed 180 degrees.
他重新算了账。
So he redid his tallies.
以前我认为有益的，现在都当作什么？有损的。
So what he thought were gain before, he now viewed them as loss.
我不但如此，我把万事都看为有损的。
And not only that, he viewed everything else as rubbish.
那什么是值钱的呢？
So what...Was worth.
那些都 worthless. 那什么是值钱的呢？
So all those things are worthless. What is something that's of worth?
我以认识基督为至宝。
So he viewed the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
这个 count 是他的秘密，他算个账了。
So this count, this word count, was his secret. He's done his tallies.
当他有了这一个新的认识，新的 conviction.他就朝这个方向怎么样？勇往直前，死无什么？你们都不敢讲。
So after he's done his tally, he now
死不后悔啊，这个都路啊。
So now he had a new conviction, and from that he just races on that new path, to even to a point where he has completely fearless.
因为他里面开了。
Because it was opened up to him inside.
他完全明白我为什么活着。
And he knew why he was alive.
荣耀的神向他怎么样显现？
For the glorious God revealed himself to him.
他知道我这一生神要我得着的是什么。
And so he knew what God wanted him to receive in his life.
所以人家说保罗啊，你疯了。
So while other people are saying, Paul, you're crazy.
谁说过这句话？
Who said that?
啊？ Agrippa 就是这个。亚基帕王。
So the King Agrippa once, that's what he said to Paul. You're crazy.
You're crazy. 保罗说, 我没有疯。
But yet Paul said, I'm not crazy.
我知道我所信的是谁。
For I know whom I believe in.
所以这是我在上一个月, 讲的。
So this is what I shared with you last month.
那今天我要讲什么?
So what do I want to share with you this, today?
今天第二个部分我就要来看, 有一个人叫做所罗门。
So today we'll take a look at King Solomon.
对，在所罗门圣经怎么样为他做见证的？
So how what kind of testimony, does the Bible give on behalf of King Solomon?
神有一天晚上问他你要什么？
So one night God asked King Solomon, "What do you want?"
这个年轻人说我要什么？
So this was while he was young. So this young man, young Solomon, what did he say?
我要有一个能听的心。
So he said, I want a heart that can listen.
对。 那神非常的高兴, 你没有求寿, 也没有求, 你仇敌的性命, 你求智慧, 我就赐给你超过前无古人后无来者。
And so God was very, very pleased. He said, you did not ask for a long life or you did not ask for your enemy's heart, but you asked for wisdom. And so I will bless you with such abundant wisdom that no one before or after will can compare.
所以要讲智慧,
so if you want to talk about wisdom, the Bible uses Solomon as the example.
好,
So let's take a look at what he say, says in the
Bible. 请我们来看箴言第八章。
So let's turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章我要从先从第十节念到十二节。
I'll read from verse 10 to 12 first.
你们当受我的教训,不受白银,宁得知识胜过黄金。
Accept my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
因为智慧比珍珠更美, 一切可喜爱的都不足于比较。
For wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her.
我智慧以灵明为居所, 又寻得知识和谋略。
I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion.
你如果现在我们选的只是这一段, 从第十节到十二节, 对吧?
So we only picked out verse 10 to 12.
你们有谁读过这个之前的那一段?
Who among you have read the passages before these verses?
你如果有声音,你瞄一眼。
So if you have
the Bible,
So you have the Bible, you can open up to take a look at the passages before verse 10 and 12.
因为这段话,他要讲什么?他要讲一个东西叫做智慧。
So this whole entire passage is dedicated to the topic of wisdom.
对吧? 那在这个前面,他讲智慧的时候, 你看英文是用什么代名词来说的?
So if you take a look at the passages before, what does the English version use to in place?
十二节是说 I wisdom, 我智慧以灵明为居所，又得寻得知识和谋略，是以第一人称来说 I.
Verse 12 says I wisdom dwell with prudence. So he's talking about as if it's first person.
但你在前面八节,
but if you look at the verse before, verse 8,
你看英文。 他用什么？这十二节是 I 前面呢
？So in verse 12 it uses I, and then before that it's
啊？She 有没有啊？好像不是。有没有 She？ 那怎么翻了
？It uses is use her.
是阴性的，是女的。So
it's the female form.
对。 这里这个智慧是以女性的代名词来表达的。
So it uses the female pronoun.
好，那这个智慧是 有多宝贵在这段话里头。
So how precious is this wisdom?
它比珍珠更美，比一切可以喜爱的都不能够跟它相比。
It says wisdom is better than jewels, and all desirable things cannot compare with her.
第四节说，你们当受我的教训，宁得知识胜过黄金。
And then verse 10, it says, accept my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold.
所以这个智慧在这个作者就是所罗门王他告诉我们多宝贵。
So the author, King Solomon, he shared with us how precious does he view wisdom?
超过珍珠，超过黄金，超过世界上任何最美丽的都超过。这是它的价值。
He viewed it above all jewels, all desirable things of the world, above gold. Anything that's of value, he views wisdom way above that.
所以在这个所罗门的 ranking 里头，在世界上所有的东西里面，什么是最有价值的？
So in King Solomon's world view, what does he view as the most valuable?
Wisdom, 就是它。
Wisdom.
然后下面从十二节以后，这个他就变成了我。
And then, so starting from verse 12, where it uses her, and now you start using the word I.
对，从十二节以后就变成我了。那第十四节，我们念到十六节。
So now next we'll read from verse 14 to 16.
Yeah. 我有谋略，真知识，我乃聪明，我有能力。
A vice is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, power is mine.
帝王借我做国位，君王借我定公平。
By me, kings reign and rulers decree justice.
王子和首领，世上一切的审判官都是借我掌权。
By me, princes rule and nobles, all who judge rightly.
换言之，这里所讲的我，他在这个世界是放在什么地位上面？
So in other words,where is place in the world?
啊，王的地位。
So it's been placed in the place of kings.
在世上你要做这个世界掌权的，你必须有我，你没有我，你没有办法掌权。
So if you want to be in power, in position of power or a rule, you have to have.
这是这一段十四节到十六节，所罗门告诉我们的。
And this is what.Verse 14 and 16 tells us.
啊，十七节，爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
Verse 17, I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me.
哦，这里透露一个什么秘密
？So here it reveals a secret.
啊，这个 wisdom 是。得得到还得不到的，好，怎么得到他？啊，你爱我，怎么样？我也爱你。
So this wisdom could be obtained. If you love me, I will love you back.
啊哈，所以他第一个就是说，你必须爱我。
So the first key is that you must love wisdom.
你爱我，我就爱你。
And it will love you back.
然后呢，你寻找我呢？就必寻见。
And secondly, if those who diligently seek me will find me.
啊，这个比追女朋友容易一点吧。
So this probably is a little bit easier than trying to chase after your girlfriend.
啊，所以这里告诉我们，这一个 wisdom 是你要用心去爱他，然后呢，要出代价去怎么样，去找他。
So here's,
去追他。
So here it shows us that in order to obtain wisdom, you must first love it, and then also you need to pay the price. The price is to seek diligently seek it.
不是你睡在床上睡觉做白日梦或者做夜梦噩梦，你就可以得到的，不可能的。
You're not gonna obtain wisdom by just laying in bed and dream.
好。所以你如果回家，我请你 把 这几从十七节一直念下去，这整个第八章是值得你反复思想的哈。
So I hope you'll go home and continue to read from verse 17 and on. I think the whole entire chapter 8 is worthy of you to read.
好，它第三个段落从第二十二节开始是进入它第三个段落。
And so we enter the third phase starting with verse 22.
我念几节，二十二节。在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之前就有了我。
The Lord created me at the beginning of His way, before His works of old.
这里并没有说你那什么版本啊？
就是 NASB。
NASV 啊，
yeah.
我的 NASV 不是这样翻译的。Lord possess me.
Okay, let me read this. Okay.
So, at the beginning of his way.
Right. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way before his works of old.
对吧？他在耶和华造化的起头，在太初创造万物之先就有了我。
So even before the creation of everything, I exist.
从亘古，从太初，未有世界之前，我已经被立。
From the very beginning of time, I exist.
没有渊源，没有大水的泉源，我已经出生。
There's no beginning. I was already born before everything else starts.
所以你每一节往下读，它都会说到，就是什么神的创造都没有之前。我已经怎么样存在了。
So if you continue to read, it'll repeat that. So even the beginning of anything of creation, I exist already.
对，然后他下面说，二十七节，他立高天，我在那里。
And verse 27 says, when he established the heavens, I was there.
第三十节，那时我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前荣耀。
And verse 30, then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
那 这段话你读下来，你得到一个很简单的印象。
So after you read through this passage, you have this very simple, straightforward impression.
两个点。
And are these two points.
宇宙万物都还没有造，天地万物还没有造，他已经怎么样？存在了。
Even the beginning, even before the creation of everything, anything within the universe, wisdom exists already.
然后当神在那里创造天地万物的时候，他干嘛？他说他是公司，就是 chief engineer.
And as God was creating everything, he was there as, the wisdom was there as well, as a master workman.
对。所以他是谁？
So who was he?
啊，你可以说他是耶稣，对不对？但是没有讲这没有这两个字啊。
You could say that he's Jesus, but this has not been uttered.
他说是，就是我。
Is it use the word I?
对，然后他另外一个词就是我就是什么，智慧。他前面说 ，I'm the wisdom.
He said I am the wisdom.
对，所以这个就是他在这段圣经里面所启示的。
And so that's what these passages reveal to us.
好。那我们就要来到新约里面来看主耶稣怎么讲。
So let's go into New Testament and see what Jesus says.
好，请我们打开马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to the book Matthew chapter 7.
我们要看第七章第七节。
And we'll read from verse 7.
我们要从第七节念到十一节啊。
And read until 11.
马太七章七节，你们祈求，就给你们；寻找，就寻见；叩门，就给你们开门。
So 7, ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will find; knock and it will be opened for you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间有谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or what person is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone?
求鱼反给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, He will not give him a snake, will he?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不把好东西给求他的人吗？
So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who seek to ask him? 我们现在读的这段圣经 so we
是被马太记载下来的。
So Matthew recorded this speech, this message from Jesus.
这段圣经是在耶稣的一篇讲道里面的一段话。
So this is a passage within a message given by Jesus.
那耶稣在马太福音五六七这三章是他第一篇的讲道。
So just Jesus' very first message being recorded in chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那耶稣讲到的题目是什么？
And so what was his topic?
天国近了，你们应该悔改，对吗？
So his message was, Kingdom of Heaven is near, repent.
所以这是天国之道的马太福音里面五篇讲天国的道，这是第一篇。
And so in the book of Matthew recorded five different separate messages about kingdom of heaven, and this was the first one.
对，那在这一篇讲道里面，他就是讲他是第一个人来向人类启示什么是天国。
So in this first message, it showed that he first time revealed to people what is the kingdom of heaven.
神要把天国带给我们。
So God wants to bless us with kingdom of heaven.
他告诉他的门徒。
And he tells his disciples.
天国是努力的人进去的，努力的人就得着了。
So his kingdom of heaven is obtained through violence. Those who work hard will be able to go into it.
这句话你们都听念过，对吧？
So you all read this passage.
所以你就知道他教门徒祷告。
So he taught his disciples to pray.
他，你们不要求吃什么，喝什么，你们要求什么？你们要先求他的国和他的义，对不对？
So he said, do not burden yourself with what to eat or what to wear, but first pray for his kingdom and his righteousness.
因为吃什么穿什么喝什么，你还没有开口，你们天上的父怎么样，他就知道了。
Because even before you open your mouth, your lips, our heavenly father already knew what you are to eat, drink.
你没有讲你要吃什么喝什么，神都知道。那你要求的是什么？
So if,
耶稣要我们怎么求？
So if God already knew what you need to eat or drink, so what should you pray for?
啊，求神的国与神的义，这是神要给我们的。但是你必须怎么样？求。
So Jesus taught us to seek His kingdom and God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and this is what we need to seek.
刚刚我们读的这段圣经。耶稣用三个动词，三个动词。
So the passage we just read, Jesus used three verbs.
哪三个动词？
Which three?
他说，祈求就给你们。
Seek, and you shall find.
寻找就寻见。
So a find.
叩门就开门。
And knock.
好，这三个动词讲几次？
So these three verbs, how many times do you repeat?
讲几次？两次。
He repeated them twice.
第七节讲一次，到第八节再来一次。
So he said them first time in verse 7, and then he repeated again in verse 8.
那耶稣讲话，他有一个习惯。
So when
什么时候他会重复一次？
So when Jesus speaks, he has this habit. So under what circumstances does he say things once?
耶稣有的时候常说，我实实在在的。告诉你们有没有？
So he often says, truly, truly, I say to you.
英文翻译成 truly, truly, 那中文翻译成实实在在。原文呢？
So English version says, truly, truly, what was the original verb?
我阿门阿门的告诉你们。
So if you look at the original wording of the Bible, it says, amen, amen, I say to you.
所以就是说每次耶稣要跟门徒讲重要的话，他一定重复两次。
So his habit is that every time he was about to say something important to his disciples, he will always repeat them twice.
那现在我们刚刚读的这第七章细节。
So in the verse 7 we just read,
他讲了三个动词。
He used three verbs.
Ask, seek, knock, 然后再 repeat 一次。
So it's just seek, find, and knock.
那我们从小听爸爸妈妈讲话，我们觉得爸爸妈妈最啰嗦，对不对？为什么嫌啰嗦？
So we as children growing up, you know, we always feel like our parents are long-winded.
那我们小时候最喜欢讲的一句话是什么？ I know.
So kids, the most favorite phrase that kids love to utter is to their parents is that I know.
你们有没有这样啊？
Is it true?
我们都一样的，我们都是这样过来的。
So we were all the same. We grew up the same way.
爸爸妈妈老是讲同样的话，你都嫌得烦死了。我老早就知道了，又讲了，又讲了。
So when parents say the same thing again and again to us, we feel that it's just too much. They're repeating themselves.
但是，他为什么又重复？
But why did Jesus repeat this phrase again?
爸爸妈妈是不是讲废话？
So we may feel that our parents are saying useless things.
你我小的时候，我们就觉得那是废话，老早知道你又讲了。
So as when we're young, we feel like our parents are saying worthless, useless words because we already knew this.
但等到有一天你做爸爸妈妈，你怎么跟你爸爸妈一副德行呢？
But why is it that when you become parents, why are you just like your parents?
因为那个东西你知道是什么，非常重要。
It's because you knew that's very important.
讲了又讲。
And that's why you felt it's worth it to repeat again and again.
好。那么耶稣在这里讲这三个动词，他要我们第一 ask， 第二 seek， 第三 knock。讲完再讲一次。
So here Jesus used these three verbs, seek, find, and knock. And then after he finished, he repeated it again.
然后他后面就解释了。
And then afterwards he explained.
对吧？第九节一直到十二节是他的解释。
So verse 9 through 12 was his explanation.
你们中间有谁儿子求饼给他石头，谁儿子求鱼给他蛇？没有这种爸爸妈妈的。
What person among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him stone, or if he asks for a fish, you'll give him a snake? No, no one. No parents will do that.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的天父？
So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things?
耶稣这边讲了那么一长段，耶稣要讲什么？
So he said all these things, what was his point?
天父要给什么？好东西。
So his point was that the Heavenly Father will give good things.
讲几次？
How many times did he say that?
两次。
He said twice.
对不对？你们尚且不好，都知道拿好东西给儿女，天父岂不把更好的好东西给你们求他的人吗？
So if you, despite being evil, knows how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
你要问什么？什么是好东西？
So what is this good thing?
天父要我们怎么样？求。够不够？
Heavenly Father wants us to seek.
要 see, 要找。够不够？
And then find.
要怎么样？敲。
And then knock.
够不够啊？
Is it enough?
不够。再 repeat.
No, that's not enough.
Ask,
repeat again.
Seek, knock.
So repeat again. Seek, find, and knock.
有好东西要给你，你必须怎么样？
So.
第一，你要要，你不在乎，那我还给你干嘛呢
？So, but you have to want it, right?
对不对？
Because if you don't desire,
所以我要给你好东西，你要要啊。
So you,
所以你最起码第一你要问嘛 ，ask。
So you have to ask first,
对不对？然后呢，就给你了吗？不会，你还要找。
And then you have to also actively go seek it.
找了够不够
？Is it enough?
还不够，你还要敲。
It's not enough, you still have to knock.
给了吧？给不给？
So,
还不够，还要再来一次。
It's not enough. You had to do it again.
See, 这样就表明什么东西啊？
So,
你这个人对阿爸要给你的那个好东西怎么样？在乎还是不在乎？在乎。
Because only then through these actions, then you show that you truly
对不对
desire what the father
gave you. 爸爸就把你要的东西怎么样？给你了。
And only when you have shown your desire, then our Father will bless you with it.
那在我们这辈子有没有这么干过？
So have we ever done something like this in our lifetime?
第一，你根本就不知道老爸要给你什么，你是狗。我们信耶稣信了这一辈子，你都不知道那个好东西是指什么说的。
So probably, like first of all, you probably since you've become a believer, you still don't know what's good.
那我们就要读神的话。
And so to truly know what's good, we need to read his word.
好，把路加福音打开来。
Let's turn to book of Luke.
路加福音十一章。
Chapter 11.
我们要看的是第十一章的第五节。
So we'll read from chapter 11, verse 5.
这段话跟马太福音有相似的地方，有不同的地方，我们要来对比。
So there are similarities between this passage with the book of Matthew, but then there's also differences. So we need to compare and contrast.
好，这一章十一章是讲耶稣讲祷告啊。
So chapter 11 is Jesus giving instructions about prayer.
第五节，耶稣又说：“你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去，说朋友。”请借给我三个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。
In verse 5 it says, Then he said to them, Suppose one of you has a friend, and goes to him at midnight, and say to him, Friend, lend me three loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭了，孩子们也同在床上了，我不能起来给你啊。
And from inside he answers and says, Do not bother me. The door has already been shut and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
And so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你们。开门
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间做父亲的有谁儿子求饼给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？
Now suppose one of your fathers is asked by his son for a fish, he will not give him a snake instead of fish, will he?
求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？
Or if he's asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he?
一起读最后这一节十三节。你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父？
And verse 13, If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
把这段圣经跟刚刚马太的圣经拼在来一起看，有什么地方相同
？So if we compare the Matthew passages we just read, where are the similarities?
就是那三个动词。
So first of all, those three verbs.
对不对？也是 repeat.
And again, he repeated them.
讲两次，然后讲到。你们不是好爸爸妈妈，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不把好东西给你们吗？然后他下面多讲了一段。
And so he's the same thing, same those three verbs twice, repeating them twice, and then in the end says that if you, being despite evil, knows how to give to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give good things? And then after that, he added something more.
那段话就把什么是好东西讲出来了。
And so it shares what is the good thing.
什么？圣灵。
It says the Holy Spirit.
哦。所以要得圣灵。
So you must receive the Holy Spirit.
在教会的历史里头有一派叫做灵恩派。
So throughout church history, there's a sect.
Charismatic.
There's a charismatic movement.
差不多100年的历史。
So it's been about a hundred some years history.
我们中间有谁去过灵恩派的聚会？你去过
？So who been to their church?
你们都没有去过，你去过 ？OK. 有什么特点？
What's something?
灵恩派聚会有什么特色
？What's something that's unique to their gatherings?
啊，那是不是高潮？灵恩派的聚会的高潮是什么？哦，就开始说方言了吧
？So one of the unique defining things about their gathering is that everyone would go and speak in tongues.
把这些人要求圣灵的都上来。
And then they, all those people who seek the Holy Spirit, shall go up to the podium.
然后这个牧师就给他按手，有的庙按手，只要一挥，那个人就倒。
And the pastor would place his hands on them, and it's just sometimes he would just wave, and then the person would fall down, fell unconscious.
然后就说方言，有的就大叫，大吼大叫。
And then they would start to speak in tongues.
跳灵舞。
And then some would dance,
非常热闹。
Spirit to dance, and it's just a very festive act.
整个的聚会就变成一个大剧院一样的。
And it feels like all of a sudden now you end up in a play.
你们应该去。开开眼界。
You should probably go and check it out just to increase your knowledge.
但是最大的一个问题。
However, the biggest problem.
什么问题
？Is
你不知道这个到底是圣灵还是邪灵
？You don't know whether this was caused by the Holy Spirit or the evil spirit.
我们的姐妹最近有一个稀奇的经历。
So our sister recently had this very interesting experience.
可不可以讲？
可以。
可以啊。
Okay, so.
她出了代价，买了飞机票，跑到夏威夷去参加灵恩大会。
She paid the price and to buy a plane ticket to fly to Hawaii to join to visit a charismatic gathering.
啊
，conference
灵恩大会，所以热闹的要命，对吧
？So it's very very.
然后要追求圣灵的上来。
So all those who seek the Holy Spirit will go up to the to the podium.
你没有上，叫你去的啊，
是
哦，你答应了，反正答应。
那不是第一次就是
了。对。
很多次以后。
后来我们姐妹就倒了嘛。
Our sister was asked repeatedly to go onto stage, and finally, eventually, she relented and then went.
她倒了。She actually, 牧师说你是受了什么？圣灵的 drunk。听得懂啊？你们真是圣经要读得好啊，才能够去。你知道圣灵降临那一天是在《使徒行传》第二章记载的吗？五旬节那一天圣灵降临，那120个门徒被圣灵充满，说起各国的方言，有没有啊？别的人看了这一群神经病，说他们是什么？醉酒的嘛
，and so
对不对
？Our sister fell unconscious, and then the pastor at times said that you are drunk with the Holy Spirit in the similar way how during the first Pentecost.
所以当你倒在地上的时候，牧师就说你是被圣灵怎么样喝醉了。
So when she fell, the pastor said that you are drunk with the Holy Spirit.
其实他那天不是喝醉了。
But that's not the case.
他是中风了。
So she minor stroke actually.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不是开玩笑的。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is no joke.
我从60年代，我是62年信耶稣的吧。
So I was saved in 1962,
初中生。
So I was in middle.
在台湾60年代，我看了很多很多灵恩的东西。
So in the 60s in Taiwan, I've seen many
spirits.
And then in the 70s, I came to study in the U.S.
又看了一大堆 美国的灵恩,
and then I saw some additional stuff from the charismatic movement.
80s and 90s,
in the 80s and 90s, through work or
mission
work,
圣灵给我预言, 我们5年之内, 天安门就要看开,
In the 80s and 90s, throughout the 80s and 90s, I've seen many charismatic movement in China as well. And then there's some point they boldly trying to proclaim that, oh, within 5 years we'll actually have a gospel meeting in Tiananmen Square.
央视就要变成福音电台.
And then the CCTV that will turn into a gospel television program.
我说你胡说八道，你怎么凭什么说这个预言呢？
So I said, you're nuts. This is nuts.
What
you know, what gives you the right to prophesy like that?
But yet,
it's very
popular
back then. So, but my point is that the things that's the false prophets.
这个好东西神要给我们的, 却被人的手跟撒旦的手把真的变成假的, 假的变成真的, 搞得是一团乱七八糟。
My point is that this good thing that the Heavenly Father will give us had been twisted by man and Satan and turned what's real into fake, counterfeit, and what's counterfeit into real.
所以这100多年来, 我们该求的没有求, 不该求的,
so in this past 100 years, we did not seek what we should have been seeking for, but yet
we
it got to a point that people just didn't dare to mention about the Holy Spirit because they'll get associated with this whole movement.
但是这是基督徒不可能没有圣灵, 却能够重生能够得救,
but however it's impossible for Christians to be resurrected and have new life without the Holy Spirit.
没有圣灵充满,
if you're not filled by the Holy Spirit, you just cannot be a testimony to Jesus.
圣灵是必须的,
so you have to, it's a requirement, you have
to have.
But Satan was able to twist this idea so much that people are confused.
所以这个是一个非常严肃的问题, 在基督教的这个大环境里头。
So this is a very serious matter.
那在我结束之前, 我要特别来在这段圣经, 就是跟我要把这两段圣经来比较, 这是 好东西现在我们得到一个答案是指的圣灵说的, 对吧?
So I want to go now take a look at something that's by the same token, you know, on the opposite side. So we looked at what's good, what's considered good.
这一段圣经跟马太福音再对照一下, 还有一段圣经是马太没有的。
So, well, first, comparing the previous passages, there's another place where it did not exist in the book of Matthew.
这个 ask.
And that is ask.
对不对? 你们祈求就给你们, 这个 ask 是怎么解释?
So how is this word ask being explained?
路加有一个很有意思的 记载,
so Luke has recorded this very interesting explanation.
耶稣要告诉门徒, 你们要怎么求法?
So Jesus taught his disciples how to seek, how to pray.
第五节,
verse
5. 刚刚我们念了啊, 我再把它提出来。
So we read that, but I'm just going to repeat this.
你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去, 说朋友请借我三个饼, 因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里, 我没有什么能够给他摆上。
Suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey and I have nothing to set before him.
现在几点钟了?
What time was it now?
就是耶稣讲这段话的时候，不是我说现在，是耶稣讲这段话的时候几点钟了？
So when Jesus was saying this, what time was it?
啊，半夜嘛，对吧？半夜，大家已经上床睡觉了。
It was 12 o'clock midnight, so everybody was in bed.
有人敲你家门。
Someone's knocking on your door.
说朋友啊，请借给我三个饼啊，因为我有另外一个朋友来。
到我家 我什么都没有，所以我能不能给你借三个饼，我可以给我朋友 吃饭嘛，对吧？
Please lend me three loaves of bread for a friend come to me from a long journey. I have nothing to set before him.
那个人在里面就 说了，哎呀，别搅扰我了，门已经关了，孩子们已经在床上了，我不能起来给你了。
And so the homeowner from inside said, do not bother me, the door has already been shut and my children and I are in bed.
假如是你，假如是我，你起不起来啊？
So if you were in his shoes, would you get up?
起不起来啊？这是一回，这是一个，你是在里面的主人，你起不起来，这是一个问题。还有，如果你是那边那个朋友，你会不会半夜跑到人家家敲门，叫人家起来给你三个饼啊
？So if you place yourself in either person's shoes, whether you're the homeowner, would you get up or
会半夜起来帮你朋友去你的邻居去要三个饼来的举手，我看看。
Raise your hand if you're willing to knock on your neighbor's door in the middle of the night to seek for three loaves of bread for your friend.、
啊、一个都没有。
So none of you.、
哦、有一个。两个，有两个人会起来。
Oh, so two.
那如果你是这个主人，会起来去捞饼的有没有
？And then if you're the owner, would you? If you're the homeowner, would you get up out of bed?
你别动，算什么玩意儿啊？
Would you get up out of bed?
免费啊！好，主耶稣就说了。
And Lord Jesus said,
这第八节是最关键的啊。
So this is the key in verse 8.
我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他开，给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
So verse 8 says, I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet...Because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
你这个翻译不好。你看英文的翻译，这个版本在荧幕上。
Okay,
第八节。
Okay, so verse 8 says, I tell you, even if he will not get up and give him anything just because he is his friend, yet because of his shamelessness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
这个翻译才到位。
So this is a more accurate translation, shamelessness.
喂，对了，用中文你要怎么翻呢？老脸皮厚。
So shameless.
这是这个字的真正的意思。
So this is the key of this whole example.
我刚刚问，假设你是这个朋友，你会真的？已经半夜了，跑到你邻居敲人家的门，人家都在睡觉，你说借我三个饼，你会干这种事吗？我们中间居然没有人可以干，就证明我们都是什么人，脸皮很薄的人。
So just when I was asking you if anyone among us is willing to in the middle of the night knock on a neighbor's door to ask for three bread, none of you raise your hand. So that shows that all of us have very thin skin.
我一定会想。哎呀，太晚了，明天再说吧。是半夜去打搅人家，怎么好意思呢
？You may think that it's so embarrassing to knock on the neighbor's door in the middle of the night，
对吧？所以我们大部分人是不会这么做。
So for the majority of us, we won't do this。
你敢起来去敲人家半夜三更敲人家的门？你这个玩意儿是蛮厚的。
So if you dare to rise up in the middle of the night to knock on your neighbor's door just to get three loaves of bread, you'll probably have a little shame.
耶稣说，这就是我说你们要求的什么态度。
But Jesus said that is the attitude you need to have.
你必须有这个态度，你才得到。你没有，你脸皮薄 ，forget it.
So you have to have this shameless attitude in order to get it. But if you are thin-skinned, you will not get it.
你必须有这么厚的脸皮，我要，怎么样都不行，我还是要。
You have to have thick skin and not back down regardless of what happens.
你们这几个礼拜没有来参加教会祷告会。
So you haven't joined our prayers meeting.
我跟你讲，发生在我们教会祷告会，真的是刚刚好 match 今天讲的。
So I think something happened in our prayer meeting that matches exactly what we just saw here.
我不讲谁哈，那你听完你应该知道我在讲什么。
So I won't mention them by name, but you probably know what my point is.
因为这是活生生发生在我们祷告会里的事情。
Because this is something that actually did happen in our prayer meeting.
有一天，那天祷告会，我们的姐妹。跟我们大家说
So one day, during that prayer meeting, a sister shared with us,
你们请你们为我妹妹祷告。
Please pray for my sister.
我妹妹车祸。
Please pray for my younger sister. She's in a car accident.
躺在医院里面急救。
She's in the ER and the doctors are working on her.
要我们大家为她妹妹祷告。 第二，要不但她能够这个能够医好。 而且能够有人去传福音，变成基督徒。
And so she prayed that first of all, not only did she need prayers so that her sister could make it through the surgery, but then also secondly, somebody need to go to the hospital to share the gospel with her.
这个请求有没有道理啊？
So is this a reasonable request?
很有道理，很好。
Yeah, that's reasonable.
你是姐姐，你当然非常痛心，看到你的妹妹今天突。
So you're the older sister, and today you saw your younger sister had this accident, this tragedy happen. So of course you feel for her.
所以我们大家都愿意为她祷告。
So we're all willing to pray for her, the sister's younger sister.
她的祷告不是单单说要她神医治这个妹妹，而且是希望她能够得救。那她传了很多福音，妹妹从来不相信的。
And so, but then also the second part is that this sister also wants her younger sister to be someone to share the gospel with her younger sister and then also be saved because this sister shared with her before, but the younger sister never believed.
对，那然后他就说，希望有人能够去他家，去这个医院，去看他的妹妹，然后跟他妹妹传福音，这样希望他妹妹可以。
So the sister said it's her prayer that someone would go to the hospital to visit her younger sister and then also share the gospel with her. So I asked her,
我说你妹妹在哪里?
Where's your younger sister?
江西南昌.
She says she's in Jiangxi province in Nanchang, so that's in China.
我说好.
So I said, okay,
我们祷告,
so let's pray.
感动人去。
And let's pray that, and then hope that God will move someone to go. So this sister didn't stop just there.
她下面说,
she continued.
本来要有人去,
she said, not only someone need to go
看我这个妹妹,
to visit my younger sister,
而且她要带两本圣经去,
but that person need to bring two Bibles.
一本给我妹妹,
one for my sister, one for 妹妹的儿子吗? Let's say the reason.
对对对，妹妹的儿子。
So one for the younger sister, and then one for the younger sister's son.
希望他们两个人都可以得救。
And the sister hoped that both her younger sister and her son would get saved.
我心里面就打鼓了。
So I was kind of struggling inside.
第一，谁都不认识他。
So first of all, no one knows this younger sister.
第二，你要找到人去找他，去传福音，这已经不容易了。
So it's no easy task to find somebody who's willing to go and to share the gospel.
你还要给他两本圣经哎。
But on top of that, that person is to bring them two Bibles.
假设是我，我开不了口。
If it was me, I could not open my mouth to make this request.
为什么我开不了口?
Why couldn't I open my mouth?
我皮薄啊!
Because I have a thin skin.
我找他们，他们如果真的肯去，我已经是下下弄，谢谢。
So if I could ever find somebody who's willing to go, I would be most grateful.
可是我们的姐妹可真是脸皮厚啊。
But our sister is.
你不但要去医院里看我的妹妹，你还得传福音。你不但给她传福音，还要送她一本圣经，还要送给她儿子一本圣经。
So not only does she ask somebody need to go and visit her younger sister in the hospital, but also need to share the gospel, and on top of that, bring them two Bibles.
好，我们祷告。
So I said, okay, let's pray.
所以后来我们就为她祷告。
So we each went and prayed.
这个礼拜三祷告,
so we prayed this Wednesday, this past Wednesday.
这个祷告什么时候蒙答应?
So when was this prayer become reality?
礼拜六就有人带着礼物去看他。
So this past Saturday, actually someone brought the gift to visit the sister.
礼拜一就有姐妹带着两本圣经去看他跟他的儿子。
So someone actually brought two Bibles to visit this
Monday.
And then on Monday, somebody actually went to visit with two Bibles.
然后这个妹妹信主了。
And then that younger sister did become a believer.
儿子也信主。
And her son also became a believer.
所以礼拜三在我们大家碰在一起，我们第一件事做的是就为这个事情怎么样。
And so this past Wednesday, the first thing we did was to give thanks. So, dear brothers and sisters, that's just what this story was about. You have to, before God, you have to be thick-skinned.
你就是为着一件神合乎神旨意的事情，神要给你的好东西，你就厚着脸皮怎么样？我要。
So you must be thick-skinned to ask for the good thing that God is
wanting
to give you.
你不要跟神说, 哎呀, 你什么时候方便再给我, 啊?
Don't say to God, at your convenience, please give me the good thing.
你就是直截了当的, 你知道这件事情是阿爸要给你的好东西。
So be straightforward. Know that this is that good thing that Abba Father will want to give you.
你就求。
So you ask.
对吗? 那我们也跟着一起为他求。
And so together we also ask with her.
那神说你们地上只要有两三个人奉我的名, 无论求什么。
Because God said that as long as you have two or more gathered in my name, regardless what you ask,
只要合乎神的旨意, 神就马上答应了。
As long as it's His will, then God will give you.
我想, 我们每一个基督徒在这一生当中, 你对神的旨意合乎神心意的事情, 你就必须有这样的态度在神的面前。
So I think as Christians, anything that is that's in line with what God wants, then you need to have the same shameless attitude.
神就听你的祷告。
And only then God will listen to you.
好，那这是正面。
So those
讲一个反面的。
So those are positive examples. Let's take a look at the negative example.
这个厚着脸皮要啊。
So there's also a negative example of being shameless.
那在马可福音,
so this is recorded in the book of Mark,
第十章,
chapter 10.
这里也有一个脸皮厚的人,
so here they talk about, actually there are several, not just one, several people who are shameless.
马可福音十章三十五节,
so Mark chapter 10, verse 35.
对。不是约翰福音,
so it's Mark.
马可福音第十章第三十五节
verse 35，西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰进前来对耶稣说：“父子，我们无论求什么，愿你给我们做。” Just James and John, the two sons of Zebedee, came up to Jesus, saying to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you."
这个怎么样？这个求的怎么样？
Right off the bat.
Right to the point, right?
So they're pretty
straightforward.
And so Jesus said, and he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他们说，赐我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
And they said to him, "Grant that we may sit one on your right and one on your left in your glory."
这个脸皮厚不厚?
So can you feel the shamelessness of the two?
你德国降临的时候，哥哥坐右边，弟弟坐左边。
So when your glory comes, the older brother wants to sit on the right, and then the younger brother wants to be on the left.
这是很脸皮厚的祷告。
This is a very, very shameless.
Shameless.
It requires some thick skin to ask for this.
对对对，那耶稣说，你们不知道所求的是什么。
But Jesus said to him, "You do not know what you're asking."
你看到没有? 我们常常祷告，耶稣说，你都不知道你在祷告什么，乱讲。
So just like how similarly how the Lord would answer our prayers, you don't know what you're talking, what you're praying.
哎，他们
what you're asking
他们这个时候什么都干。
So they're willing to do anything.
我所喝的杯你们能喝吗? 我所受的洗能不能受吗? 他们说，能，没有问题。
So Jesus said, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able."
这一段圣经实在是描写的入骨啊。
So this is
这两个兄弟真是 shamelessly，为了达到他们的目的。 什么代价都愿意出啊。
So this is such a vivid description of these two brothers who are willing to in order to get what they ask for, they're just willing shamelessly willing to do anything.
我所喝的杯你们也要喝，我所受的洗你们要受。第四十节，只是我坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
And so Jesus, and Jesus said to him, "The cup that I drink, you shall drink, and you shall be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized. But to sit on my right or on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those who, for whom it has been prepared."
所以我把这两段圣经，一个在路加的，一个在马可的，让我们来看这个 shamelessly 也是有它的范围的，对吧？
So that's why I want to bring this example up as a negative example of shamelessness.
你如果是为父要给我们的这个好东西祷告，你一求，而且厚着脸皮求，神就怎么样？答应给你。
So if you pray and shamelessly pray for what God, what Heavenly Father wants to give you, the good thing that God wants to give you, if you pray in such a way, when you pray, He will bless you with it.
但是如果你求却不是照着神要给你的那一个好东西求的话，你是在另外一本书叫做什么求？妄求，有没有？
So, but however, if you are seeking something that God wasn't going to give you, this is just asking in vain.
那你只是你自己都不知道你在讲什么。
So, again, you don't even know what you're asking for.
所以这两个是一个很好的一个对照，什么是对的祷告，什么是错的祷告。
So this gives a very good example, a contrast to what was a good prayer and what's not good prayer.
有的时候我们的祷告根本就错了。耶稣说：“你根本就不知道你在求什么。”
Because sometimes when we pray, we're completely off. We're completely wrong because Jesus, you don't even know what you're praying for.
最后结束，我们来读雅各书第一章。
In Book of James, Chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
Book of James. Chapter
1. 我们要念的是第二节到第六节。
From verse 2 to 6.
这是我今天的结束。
So this is my conclusion paragraph.
雅各书第一章第二节，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials, knowing that testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
第五节我们一起念。
Verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐于众人，也不斥责人的神。主若必赐给他，好。
Verse 5, but if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人，就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
But he must ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
我为什么结束在这一段的圣经
？So why do I end my message on this passage？
因为在这段圣经的背景，我们刚刚念的时候，你有没有注意？雅各就告诉这些基督徒，我的弟兄们，你们落在什么百般的试炼中。
So why did I end the message with this? It's because the background is that James was telling the people, said, "Brother and sister, you are encountering various trials."
因为当时的教会受到罗马的极大的逼迫。
So because during that time, the background was that the church was under great persecution by the Roman government.
有很多的基督徒殉道。
So many Christians were martyred.
受极大的痛，极大的苦。
And they went through great suffering.
那么在这种大的灾难逼迫的底下，我们每一个人的信心就会怎么样？ 摇摆了，
是吧？ So under these great persecution, great trials, our faith will start to sway.
我们在这样的苦难中，我们都会说：“神啊，救我！”
So all of us during these great trials will say, "God, please save us."
那有的时候神救我们，有的时候神没有啊，就让你再继续在那个苦难中被熬炼了。
So sometimes God will save us, but yet other times He may allow us to continue to go through that trial.
那我们这个日子一拖长，我们就会问 why me?
So if we're being left alone and stay in our situation, we will ask why me?
我们找不到答案，对吧？
So and we don't have an answer.
所以有很多的人讲无神论，就是因为他们在苦难中找不到答案的，就是说如果有神，神怎么不听我的祷告？
So many atheists become that way because, like, during their trials and tribulation, they sought out God, but God, they thought God didn't answer them, and so they said that if there is God, God wouldn't have let me in this situation.
所以人的结论就是说没有神。
And so therefore they come to this conclusion that there is no God.
有神的话，神不会让我受这么大的灾难。
For if there is God, God wouldn't let me go through such great suffering.
神不是不听我们的祷告。
So it's not that God doesn't listen to our prayer.
神让我们遭遇这一切的事情是有他的什么目的在后头。
He has a purpose for allowing us to go through these trials.
雅各在这里说是可以喜都要以为大喜乐，可是我喜不起来嘛。
So James said that all this you should receive with great joy, but it's hard.
那因为我们想不通，我们看不见。
Because we couldn't.Quite understand why we had to go through this. We can't see far enough.
当我们想不通，我们看不见的时候，我们的信心就摇摆，就大风大浪就要垮掉了。
And when we can't understand something, when we can't see too far down the road, our faith will start to sway.
怎么办？
So what do you do?
怎么办？
What do you do?
雅各就说，你们要求。
And James said that you need to pray.
求什么？
Pray for what?
求智慧。
Pray for wisdom.
因为你如果明白神的手，神的安排，你就过得去了。
Because if you could understand the way that God works, then you could make it through.
You understand God's heart.
Because you, when you understand His heart.
什么叫做智慧？就是你要懂神在做什么。
So what is wisdom? Wisdom means that you know what God is thinking, why is he doing this?
我们最难的就是不懂。
But when you don't understand,
这本圣经我们不知道读了多少次，但是你常常会发现，读是读了，但是不懂天书。
How many times have you read through the Bible, but yet there's still things in there that you do not understand?
那我们需要什么？
So what do we need?
智慧。
We need wisdom.
所以雅各就说，我们要祷告，要求智慧。
So that's why James said that we need to pray and pray for wisdom.
对不对？ Right? 那个智慧是神乐意赐给我们的。
Because wisdom is something that God was more than happy to bless us with.
所以今天我在讲到这一段的时候，我要让大家能够来看这个神赐给曾经赐给所罗门的那个智慧，今天也要赐给谁？
So today, this message, I want you to see that wisdom that was once blessed with, King Solomon was blessed with, today, God also wants to bless us with the same thing.
他乐意赐给我们的。
So it's God's will. He is more than happy to give us the wisdom.
那你坐在床上，神就给你了吗？
But will you receive it by just simply lying in bed?
Oh, no. 有三个动词。
There are three verbs.
第一个动词是什么？
Ask.
要怎么 ask?
So how do you ask? You need to you need to shamelessly ask.
对，就是厚着脸皮拼命的要。
You need to have a thick skin and ask for it.
要一次，要两次，要三次，要继续要。
You need to continue asking.
只要这件事情合乎什么，神的旨意。
As long as that is what God's
will. 不是妄求。
So you're not seeking something that's not what he wanted.
我下一次，主若许可，我们还有下一次，我就要讲 seek.
So next time, if the opportunity comes, then we will share on the topic of seeking.
今天讲的是 ask.
So today we're talking about ask.
低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你一直指教我们当如何跟随你。
You continue to teach us how to follow you.
我们不过是用地上的尘土所造的人。
We are but made from dust.
我们从来也没有爱过你。
And we never truly love you.
但是你在创世以前，你就说你已经拣选了我们，在你儿子耶稣基督里。
But even before the beginning of time, the creation of the universe, you already selected us through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
你要我们不但得救。
And so you want us not only to be saved.
你要我们跟你的儿子一样。
You want us to be just like your Son.
要有儿子长成的身量。
And to have take on the full stature, the mature stature of your Son.
可是我们太不像你的儿子了。
But how far away we are.
一面愚蠢。
Because we're foolish.
一面又固执。
Also stubborn.
我们喜欢走自己的路。
And like to walk our own ways.
但是求你怜悯我们。
We pray for your mercy.
你的忍耐，你的智慧，你的爱心，要改变我们这样可怜的光景。
Your patience, your wisdom, your love will change us from our current state.
你要我们与你配合。
You want us to co-work with you.
你教导我们要求。
You teach us to ask.
要寻找。
And to seek,
要敲门
and to knock.
主啊，要出代价来走这条十字架的路。
And Lord, we actually need to pay a price to walk the way of the cross.
主啊，把这样的志向赐给我们。
So Lord, please give us this desire.
像你赐给保罗一样。
Give us this resolve the same way how you bless Paul with this resolve.
他是一个何等讨你喜悦的一个。
He is such a faithful servant of yours who always seek after your heart.
不管环境是如何的艰难,
and regardless how challenging his surroundings may be,
手上戴着手铐, 脚上戴着脚镣,
and even though he was shackled, his hands and his feet,
但是他对你的心不因为环境而改变,
but yet his heart for you never wavered because of his surroundings.
但愿我们每一个人也是这样的来追求你。
May we, every one of us, seek you in the same way.
我们不能，但是在你凡事都能。
But even though we can't do it on our own, but in you everything is possible.
因此我们就不上胆，不放弃。
So therefore we're not discouraged, nor do we give up.
你来拉着我们，继续一步一步的跟随你。
And please lead us to continue to follow you step by step.
直到你心满意足。
Until when you are fully satisfied.
你在我们的身上得着你要得着的。
And receive from us what you want.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.